I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Yes, buddy? You can show them, sure. You can show them your cards, of course. Yes, you can stand right there. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Maddie. Oh my goodness, Kate just gave you a card. That's so kind. It looks like the envelope has stickers all over it. Oh, I love it. Well, good morning, everybody. Are you all getting excited for Christmas? Yeah, are you guys getting excited for Christmas? Well, this morning I wanted to tell you a little bit about the word Christmas and how we can write it in different ways. So, does anybody know what these letters are? One is an X. This kind of looks like a P, right? Or a G. It's actually two Greek letters. The X is called chi, and the other one is rho. And they are the first two letters of Christ in Greek. So Christ in Greek is Christos, and this is what it looks like in Greek. And for the first, especially the first couple hundred years of Christianity, folks took the chi and the rho and intertwined them, and this became a symbol for Christians to identify one another so that they could, in secret, let one another know that they were Christians, that they followed Jesus. And I've got a couple pictures here to show you, actually. This is carved into a catacomb, which is like an underground place, like a cave, kind of. Yes, kind of. And do you guys see the X here? Do you see the X, the chi, or the chi? And do you see the rho, the other one here? Do you see the X, Maddie? So this was inside of a catacomb, right? You see the chi and the rho. Here's a picture of another one that was engraved on an altar, right? Just like ours, except it was stone. Do you see the X and the rho? Is it a what? It is. This was a real carving on an altar in about 300, the year 300. Oh, you didn't finish yet? Okay. You go ahead. You go ahead. Does it make you happy to share your Christmas cards with the congregation? Good. Good. So, sometimes when we write Merry Christmas, we can actually use this X like a chi, because that is a symbol for Jesus, kind of like Brantley, his mom calls him B. That's short for Brantley, but that's his nickname. Or when I give something to Greg and Gyla, I put on the envelope to G&G, to Greg and Gyla. Or when I'm thinking about Kate and Cameron, I put K and K. I put K and K. And so some people want us to write out C-H-R-I-S-T for Christ in Christmas, but it means the same exact thing if you have this X, because this stands for Christ. And if you looked at all my notes and in different things that I've written, I actually put an X instead of writing out the word Christ, because this is what it means. It means Christ. And it's meant that since hundreds and hundreds of years ago for the earliest Christians. And so I wanted to let you know that as you're learning how to write, or even after you know how to write, if you want to write Christmas with a chi or an X, and then M-A-S, it means Christmas, because this symbol means Jesus. It means Christ. Sound good? All right, well, will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for each other. Thank you for words and for letters and symbols that help us talk to each other and share with each other. We are excited for Christmas, God. We love you. Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning, and you have a fun craft waiting for you in Children's Church with Susan this morning.